Marianne, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So you've been an observer of the legislative process for several years now. What are we going to see this year that's new?
You know, every year has a little bit of the same and a little bit of the new. There's always going to be message bills. We'll get a lot of, you know, religious freedom this year, I think. You know, in light of what happened just recently with the marriage equality ruling from Judge Shelby, there's going to be quite a few bills that I think we're going to see that are going to be responding to that in one way or the other,
sure.
Whether or not, you know, sort of reasserting the rights of a religious organization and such. And then there may be some on the other side of that, too, trying to, you know, further entrench in law the rights and equality of certain groups. You know we have an anti-discrimination bill that's new again this year, because every year it comes up and it sort of gets talked about, doesn't get talked about, gets a committee hearing, maybe doesn't get a committee hearing. It's going to be touch and go this year on that one.
And I think last year was the first year that that particular legislation made it out of committee.
Absolutely. Usually it never even gets off the floor. I mean, this is just something that there's the legislature doesn't have a lot of palate for this one.
Interesting. So what are the specific things that you'll be following? I'm sure that that's one of them. And what do you think people should pay attention to up the legislature?
If anybody's paid attention in the last year, they'll know the name John Swallow. Mm-hmm. As a result of our illustrious attorney general and all of the scandal that he brought, there's a lot of attention on ethics and campaign finance reform and election law violation reform. And I think that's something that people need to pay a lot of attention to, because it's not something that the legislature necessarily has a lot of appetite for, typically. They don't like to self-police. You know, and I can kind of understand that to a point. I mean, there's a lot of really good people up there. Most people up there are really good people. They do this for the right reason. Being an elected official isn't easy. They put a lot of their own time and heart and, you know, their families pay a price for this. So there's a little bit of reluctance sometimes, or a little bit of resistance when you say you also need ethics, or we need to have these rules around you. Mm. They feel like they do that. But I think this year, I don't think there's any way to not pass some of these things. And so we're definitely going to see ethics rules in terms of what actually happens if you break these ethics laws. Typically, there's just no teeth to these in the past. Hmm. But we're going to see some campaign finance laws again. I think we're going to see some limits on what people can do in terms of fundraising. We're going to see some requests for caps on how much you can raise. Utah is one of very few states that has actually no limits on what you can raise. And I think, you know, we're going to see that discussed and bandied about a bit, because in light of what we saw, you know, we have an attorney general who raised $1.6 million over the course of his last couple elections, and not all from reputable sources. I think that that's concerning to people. So people need to pay attention to that, and they need to tell their legislators that it's something that they want to see done, too.
Well, and that was something that your group played an interesting role in. Maybe you could remind our listeners the mission of your organization and your role in monitoring the things that happen up on the Hill.
Sure. So we're a multi-issue advocacy organization. We advocate for a number of issues. You know, a lot of issues we would tend to be on the more progressive side of things if you had to pick a side. But really, I think by and large, the majority of our issues that we take up are good government issues, things like ethics and transparency and public involvement, you know, citizen engagement, making sure that voting rights are where they need to be, and that we're not putting burdens in front of people from participating in the process. So when it came to the Attorney General, this particular situation, we had been alerted to this quite early, and we started looking into things, and we found that as we started going through his campaign finance records, which are public, that there were a lot of erroneous things on there and things that seemed to be left off. And, you know, fortunately, we had some great reporters, Robert Gerke, the Tribune, Eric Peterson at the City Weekly, who really dug into this. I mean, they really did some good investigative journalism on this. And between reading the things that they brought up and comparing it to what he had recorded, there were some pretty big errors and some pretty big gaps. So we filed what's called an election law violations claim. And you file that with the Lieutenant Governor's office. And I mean, there's a lot more to that, but you know, the end result of that claim was that, you know, he was the result of the investigation into that was very damning. They found that he had committed at least 5 violations and recommended impeachment proceedings and formal charges. He resigned 2 days before that report was released, but you know, it was not a good report for him.
No, it wasn't. And we've had some big changes as a result. Marianne, you know, you and I are going to be speaking quite a bit during the legislative mm-hmm. session. You're going to come down here for a near daily legislative recap. We will touch base with you next week. And again, I'll just remind our listeners that we've been speaking to Marianne Martindale of the Good Government Group Alliance for a Better Utah. Marianne, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.